Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance, I should say. And rickjnewman.com, is that right?
That's correct.
Rick J. Newman is how you can find him, rickjnewman.com, and find him online or Google him. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, available wherever books are sold. I'm proud to say we helped him launch that book a year or so ago. Rick, when we went to the break, we were talking about the president's recent statement that climate change, they don't call it global warming anymore because they found out the Earth wasn't warming like they thought, so they had to change the name to climate change. And so now he says that climate change is what did he call it? The major question of our... I've got that somewhere. I've got that quote here somewhere. You remember what he said exactly?
I don't remember his exact
something
words
about.
I don't have the phrase you're looking for.
Yeah, something about it's the global problem of our time, the global concern of our time. And I polled my audience on this, Rick, and I asked them, you know, what do you think? Do you think that this is the global problem of our time? And 82% of my audience so far, in fact, I saw, here's the question, he said it was the global threat of our time. So far, 82% of my audience says disagree with him. Now, so is he right or are we right?
Let me put it this way. We can have more than one global problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give Obama credit for addressing something that, in my opinion, needs to be addressed. But I mean, we have a $3 billion government. I mean, we can do more than one thing at a time.
$3 trillion government.
That's right. $3 trillion. We can do more than one thing at a time. I'm not as nervous or as outraged about this as you are, Jim, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, whatever Obama says is not what's going to happen. I mean, we all know that this is not something that the president can simply.
But what he does, what he says, does affect economic conditions.
I'm not sure it's going to affect anything that much. I mean, we saw essentially no reaction in the stock market because it's if anything happens at all, it's way in the future. It's good. It does have to go through state and local governments. That's where the rubber hits the road for a lot of businesses. We know that the industry is affected by this. There are some that are positively affected and some negatively affected. We know they're all going to be lobbying for what they believe to be in their interest. And the way things work is, if we get anything, it's going to be watered down from what Obama proposed, and it may not even happen while he's still president. So,
you know, Rick, though, what we would like to have heard him say, I would like for him to have gone to Georgetown University and say, the national threat of our time is the dampening of entrepreneurship in America. We've got to figure out a way to get America's entrepreneurs working and harder, growing their businesses, hiring more people. That's what he should be talking about, Rick. Not this problem he's talking about, without any kind of without it being associated with any kind of an energy policy. Isn't it astound you that America has never had an energy policy?
Well, America has never had any kind of corporate or industrial policy either. I mean, we sort of just don't do things that way in this country.
It's like a city with no planning.
Some people think that's a good thing because the market dominates. But then other people say, "Well, look at China. They're able to basically snatch entire industries because the government decides
they
should." Well,
I'm not talking about that. But you got to admit that America, if we know that America could be self-sufficient, we're not doing anything to make that happen, that makes no sense, Rick.
Well, I'm not. I think that's going to that's happening anyway, Jim. And I think Obama's missed opportunity here is he could be promoting these types of things with a lot more buy-in from small businesses and from Main Street if he showed an understanding of how this is going to affect businesses, and then and he had some corresponding policies that he didn't talk about. He really got behind.
Here's
how we're going to help you guys. That's the lost opportunity.
But see, that's the difference between a leader and an ideologue. What you just described, Rick, is the difference in a leader and an ideologue.
I'll accept that, Jim.
Yeah, hey, folks, on the issue of environmental situations, that issue, Barack Obama is an ideologue. There's no question about it. Hey, Rick, I've enjoyed having you here. Good job. Well done, and come back soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Give us the website again, please.
RickJNewman.com.
And they can find all your stuff at Yahoo, right?
That's right.
All right, so check out, folks, and subscribe to his column. You'll like it, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence. Not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.